I opened a boxing saloon in a tavern to stage public expeditions. I was enjoying my success when one Christmas, I never forget the day, it was December of 1861. We were looking for a bit of diversion, so a friend and me decided to attend what was to be the last public hanging ever held outside the Warwick Jail. We found us a barrel to stand on so we'd get a good look.
Billy Cobham, you've been charged with premeditated murder, and you've been tried and found guilty by Her Majesty's court. You have been sentenced to be hanged to the death for your crimes. God save the Queen.
I looked around at the mob, and they was all angry and yelling, and all I could think of was man's inhumanity to man. Isn't that strange? Men rose early, tramped miles, spent money, put themselves to great inconvenience for the pleasure of watching other men die. Why? I did it myself. I had to get out of there, so I left. I was all of a sudden disgusted with his sins. I found the biggest hammer I could and went back to me boxing saloon. I began pounding that ring like it was the devil himself. Smashed it to bits I did. Then I swore off tobacco, the drink and every other foul thing in me life. I took up the cause for God right after that. I got myself the biggest bell I could find and went out to tell people about what happened to me. Come and hear Elijah Cadman, the sober sweep, as he gives an account of his drinking experience. Come and hear him. Come and hear him.